If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of a conversation helping one of our callers who could not hold through bottom of the hour news decide what Pella window is right for her as we broadcast from Pella, Iowa at the global headquarters and manufacturing plant at Pella Windows and Doors. And we were going into glazing options, and Kathy had made a comment that we're not talking donuts, but the amount of pastries that come around here, I now finally know where glazing originally got its name.
What did we just finish eating? A goat's foot?
A goat's foot.
A goat leg.
A goat
leg, which is a Danish letter dipped in chocolate.
A Dutch letter.
Dutch letter. Sorry.
That's okay.
Is that a big difference, Danish and Dutch? Would I get lynched if I Dutch? A Dutch letter dipped in chocolate. That was just the kick we needed for the last half hour. Thank you.
Y'all heard our conversation about the different types of window frame options being offered by Pella Windows and Doors. We're here with Matt Lacko, the Mountain West Replacement Sales Manager. And I wanted to take Matt through the conversation of the glazing options, because picking the right frame is critical. But that's not the end of the decision-making process.
Oh, definitely not. No, you want to look at the direction your windows are facing, how much sunlight, direct sunlight they're going to get. And, yeah, there are different glazing options. And so you want argon-filled, you want low-E coatings, and then you can get multiple low-E coatings. And so we have what we call our Sun Defense Package that we use a lot on southern or west-facing windows. And it makes a huge difference to keep that heat out, and not only the heat, but the ultraviolet light that causes fading and fabric deterioration.
We saw that in the Thermal Imaging Research and Development Laboratory just yesterday. They had the heat source behind the window, thermal imaging it from the front, and they kept cycling it cold and hot and cold and hot and cold and hot with the argon-filled, what was it, Sun Package?
The argon-filled Sun Defense.
Sun Defense.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally could not see through that glass to see the heat source right behind it.
Oh, it's amazing what you can do with that, and to keep that heat, as we mentioned, that direct sunlight or the heat on the outside.
Oh.
So you can get the nice advantage of having the light in the room and not having to create a cave.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we found when we moved to Phoenix, is most when people cover up their windows and doors and you walk into homes and they're dark like a cave. Well,
yep.
You can actually have windows, you know, if you use the right frames and get the right glass package to do just what they're meant to do, keep the heat out in the summer and the warmth in the wintertime.
And we tell people all the time that aluminum frame window, which is probably the most common product that we've installed in Arizona homes for decades, the aluminum frame actually acts like a radiator in summer. The frame can exceed. I've thermal imaged frames on west-facing unprotected windows that are 150, 155, 160 degrees inside the house.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our realtor said, oh, no, this is a energy-efficient home. It's got dual pane, argon-filled, and you touch the glass, and it seems to be doing what it's meant to do, but you got anywhere near that frame, you might as well open up your oven and put it on 500.
Yeah, and the other issue is the misnomer of what dual pane is. Dual pane can be one sheet of eighth-inch glass, a 1/8-inch air gap, and another 1/8-inch piece of glass, and we've been marketing those in Arizona as dual pane.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a sin.
Yeah.
That's an absolute sin.
You know, you said it earlier, and we've got product out there that should put that kind of product out, or those kind of companies out of business. I mean, they're just not right for that market. You even see them in some of the northern markets where they just don't exist. They don't put them into homes anymore.
Yeah, in shopping windows, we would always encourage you to go through the materials list for what the frame options are. And then once you start looking at the glazing options, you have to start with an insulated glass package that separates the two pieces of glass by no less than a half, 5/8 of an inch is better. When you cram 2 1/8-inch pieces of glasses just separated by another 1/8 of an inch, you're really not accomplishing anything.
No, not a bit. And it's interesting. A lot of homeowners there in the Phoenix market or in the Arizona market are used to really thin windows. And so that's part of the education piece is we put and replace those windows. You know, we're going to take a bigger piece of that
profile.
Frame.
That's right. Yep. Quieter house?
Absolutely does.
A more comfortable house. It eliminates the hot and cold spots. People want to know what is it going to do for my energy bill. I'm telling them, look, it's going to help your energy bill. But it, for the quality of life that you're going to have, is that your favorite reading chair next to that window that you can never sit in for 6 months out of the year because the sun blaring through that window makes it too uncomfortable to sit there?
Not just the chair. How many rooms do they close off during that time of year and for how much of the year? So how much square footage are they now losing and can't use?
Yeah, exactly. So it's for quality of life. It's for cleanliness. The windows are much cleaner than what we put in there for years, a single pane aluminum.
Hey, I have never heard of a haboob, and it's definitely not on the brochures luring people into the Phoenix market.
Chamber of Commerce doesn't feature that in the.
Hey, when they tell me about, hey, we got this opportunity for you, that definitely wasn't on the brochure. So, but absolutely to that point, it knocks down on the dusting you have to do, and when you've got good quality windows and doors.
Well, we're here broadcasting from the Pella Window and Door Factory in Pella, Iowa, with Don Foster, the owner of Pella Window and Door Stores throughout the Mountain West region, as well as Matt Lacko, the Mountain West Replacement Window Sales Manager. And I want to take just a minute, and we have to highlight a particular feature of the show that we do every single Saturday. It is what we call the Arizona Staycation. We are the only website on the planet where you can go to register to win this. You go to rosieonthehouse.com. It's right there on the home page. And you register to win a Rosie on the House Arizona staycation. Sanderson Ford allows you to get out to their Ford or Lincoln lot, take a look at any of the cars that they have on the demo lot, and pick whichever one you want. Dave from Tempe just last week went out to Sanderson Lincoln, picked an MKX. Sanderson Ford fills it up with gas. Jennifer throws a $250 gift card on the seat, and they went up to Jerome for a three-day vacation. They stayed at the John Reardon House. Now, it was originally built in 1898. It's on Society Hill, just outside the town of Jerome, easy walking distance. It's got tremendous views out across the Salt River Valley, all the beautiful Red Rock country. The 49th annual Jerome Home Tour is today and tomorrow. If y'all are looking for something fun to do in Arizona, drive on up to Jerome and do the walking tour. Now, they're anticipating 10,000 to 12,000 people show up. So go and bring a good coat of patience and a good taste and desire to see Arizona history, because Jerome is full of it. Arizona Highways is going to be doing an article on the house. Dave, who went last week, wrote a tremendous letter about how fun the staycation was. The Reardon House was completely abandoned in 1953 when a mudslide trapped the owner, John, his wife, three daughters, and two sons inside the house. The two sons were able to rescue the family. They had never been back to the house since the mudslide until the remodel was done in 2013. Arizona Highways was there to welcome them. Nordic Builders is the current owner of the home, and it is available for lodging and stays. The John Reardon House in Jerome, one of our lodging participants in the Arizona staycation. Again, go to rosieonthehouse.com. Look at the Arizona, watch for the Arizona flag and the Sanderson Ford logo. Register for the staycation right there.
And regular listeners that will maintain their home can do that, because like we started out the show with, if you're using quality building products, you don't have to spend your weekends doing maintenance. And that's why we love to partner with Pella, who are sitting right, we're sitting in their headquarters. We've had a wonderful tour, and I really enjoyed learning about the original owner, Pete Kuiper. Kuiper.
Yeah.
I almost said Crichton, which is a concrete product we use often on the show. Pete Kuiper. And just his, I mean, he was into conservation before it was even a word. And the stories that they have about him making sure that your pencil was under 1 inch before you could get a new one to make sure you weren't throwing away usable materials. And his office that's still preserved from, he passed in 1981. And the office they kept it just the same. It's a reserve part of the heritage. Just looking at his selection of books and, you know, what he spent his time reading and reflecting. Has anyone ever written a biography on him aside from
he wrote his own?
from what's there is one. There, okay.
I'm yeah, gonna... and he wrote it himself, and I can't exactly remember the year, Romy, that it was sent to us, but a lot of us got a copy of that, and to sit and read many of his writings, and he was you probably saw some poetry books on that shelf. He was a very, very insightful man, and one of the aspects of him that really sticks with me and has really enhanced our culture over the years is he is so focused on his employees, and you know, he did that with profit sharing and a number of other things, that just to ensure that his employees were always his number one asset, and he proved that in so many ways.
Pella has a jet, and there were some people that were adopting some children from Haiti right at the time the hurricane hit. I don't know another company that, I mean, they weren't even adopted yet. They weren't even technically legal. Pella said, no, just send our jet down there and go get those kids. I mean, who else would do something?
Yeah, like Matt Poulter and his wife and their kids were in the Miami airport, and they were just about to purchase tickets home because they were really stranded at that point in time. And it was probably going to cost Matt, you know, $6,000 or $7,000 to get his family home. And when our CEO heard that, he sent the corporate jet down there to pick their family up and bring them home.
Just one of the reasons the Pella culture continues to assure me we have the right window company associated with Rosie on the House. We're going to take a quick break, get back, and wrap up the 3-hour show of Rosie on the House here this morning. Y'all stay tuned.